Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
And Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul.
Are we going to have baseball next year? Is this just a negotiating ploy? Is this a kabuki theater thing?
It's hard to say. Yeah, it's hard to say with this one because Major League Baseball has done a really good job of avoiding work stoppages for many, many, many years now. And you know, there's a lot of people that believe that this is going to be the toughest one in the last 30-some years that they've ever negotiated. And the players in general have won most of these battles in baseball and, like, football. But I still have optimism and hope that they'll get this. They're signing guys to big deals, obviously. Byron Buxton met the media yesterday and said it was a $100 million deal, and that's not even considered big right now. They understand what this country is going through. They understand that there's a you know, piece of them that helps in that. You know, other people would say this is the perfect time because if people are living in fear of the COVID virus anyway, not coming out to games, and the interest level isn't high, this is the perfect time to walk away from the table and have a work stoppage and reorganize because you're not going to be at maximum revenue anyway. But I have optimism that they'll get something worked out just because I think that they understand the magnitude of it. I think Manfred, the commissioner, is pretty good about reading the tea leaves. I've only met him a couple times, but he struck me as somebody that's a step or two ahead of understanding what's going on out there. And it would be not catastrophic. They always bounce back. But, you know, the public's not they're not a big appetite for people walking away from multi-million dollar contracts and saying we want more in this day and age, given what everybody's going through.
Is this all about money?
It always is all about money, and they can phrase it any way they want, and they can talk about pensions and this and that, but it's always about money, and it's about and this is where maybe the public, this is where I would skew for the players in every league is, a lot of times it's about fairness, and you say, well, how much money do they need? Well, the truth is, there's so much money out there, and either they're going to get it, the players, or the owners are going to get it. So, you know, by denying the players, all you're doing is lining the pockets of the owners, and you're trying to come up with a figure that you think is fair. So it's not just an issue about greed sometimes. It's about fairness. If I do this for a short period of time and I'm the product, how much do I deserve and how much do you deserve? And obviously that's where the rubber meets the road. But the fact that they've been incredibly successful in all major league sports, they shouldn't be victimized for that. But it's just a matter of coming up with a percentage. How much do I get for that, and what's the number? And from that standpoint, even though the numbers are incredibly hard, big, and hard to come to terms with, it's really no different than any other employee. If you think your value is this to the company, and your slice of the pie is this, there's X amount of dollars coming in. Either I get it or you get it, and I think I want it. You know, there is that component to it, which really isn't about money, as it is fairness.
Fairness. That makes sense. Everything you just said makes sense. I appreciate that clarity. Hey, the Wolves lost, the Wild taking on the Devils this evening. Go ahead and break that down in terms of where the Wild stands today. What, they're tied atop the Western Division?
Yeah, they're in good shape. What it is they're in good shape. That's what it means. Yeah, they're in good shape. They get New Jersey, and then the Wolves get Brooklyn tomorrow, so they get another high-profile team. But, yeah, the Wild are playing really, really well right now, and it doesn't matter. They're not reliant on any one person. Kaprizov, to an extent, Ryan Hartman's played well, but they're playing really, really well, getting good goaltending. The Wolves had a pretty good game last night, back and forth in the fourth quarter. They lost to Washington. They gave up way too many baskets close to the rim. But the concerning part was that Karl-Anthony Towns went in for a dunk with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left and landed on his butt or his back or his tailbone in a bad way and looked in great pain. Now, the reports after the game were he said that it hurt a lot right away, but I'm feeling much better, and that's the best news of all that comes out of last night, because it was it just looked like you couldn't tell if it was a bruise. He had x-rays. They were negative, and that was kind of the takeaway by the end of the game. You're just going, geez, I hope Towns is okay. And I don't know, maybe it's too early to tell, but it sounded like he was optimistic he'll be okay.
Well, that's good news. Mikey, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I will. Have you gotten your booster shot?
No, and I got turned down. So I was trying to get into Walgreens. I don't get this, Paul, I guess. I'm having a tough time with this. And I enter my zip code, and they say, we have nothing for you there. So then I enter my zip code where I work and say, there's nothing available for you. And I'm going, well, you're telling me to get a booster shot, and you're not even giving me a date 3 weeks out. You're just saying that that I'm denied or something. And I'm going, and so now I'm getting frustrated. So now I went and asked some people yesterday, because I thought there's got to be a way that I don't know. And they said, no, it's really hard to figure out unless you go right to your doctor, et cetera.
What?
So I'm in the process of trying to figure it out. You got any advice for me?
Maxie, I just showed up at my local Walgreens. It took 15 minutes.
But when I went to Walgreens, they said, you got to go back and register online. When I went online, it said that I couldn't. It said, we have no appointments available for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
And so then I went to a different, so I entered a different zip code. I thought, well, maybe they're just busy here, you know. And then I went to a different zip code and said the same thing.
We're gonna find you a booster, Mike.
I'm all in, man.
It shouldn't be this difficult.
Done, over with, et cetera, you know.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Throw in a flu shot, and I'll do it too for you, you know?
Well, I got my shingle shot and my seasonal flu shot at the same time. Again, no issues. But
okay, well, I live not far from Walgreens. I'm going to go there between the 7:40 and 8:40 right now, and I'm going to find out what I'm doing wrong or how quickly I can get it, okay?
Just yell out, hey, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, they say, yep, get in line way back there.
Yeah, that's right.
Way back there.
Back of the line, sir. We do know who you are. Hang in there. We're going to get you. I'll take this offline, and we'll get you a booster. We'll track that down. If you have any suggestions for Mike Max, you can always text us your suggestions. Who has boosters? I thought you could just walk in, but Mikey,
well,
thank you.
I'm going to find out because I'm going right now.
All right, buddy. We'll talk Vikes next hour. Hang in there. It shouldn't be that hard.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.